The numbers out of Las Vegas are staggering. 59 dead, more than 500 wounded. This is the nation's deadliest mass shooting in modern history.
We'll never forget October 1st, 2017. Think about that. October 1st, 2017 will be a day to remember here in Las Vegas.
That was Nevada Senator Dean Heller at a news conference today. Some of the sound you're about to hear in the next 2 minutes is disturbing.
October 1st, 2017, around 10 p.m. local time, a single gunman opens fire on a country music festival in an open-air venue.
169-10 means we got shots fired at 4:15 a.m. at the Route 91. Sounded like an automatic firearm.
Copy, code red at 169 Sam Easy, have shots.
169 Sam Easy is coming from upstairs in the Mandalay Bay. Upstairs in Mandalay Bay, halfway up. I see the shots coming from Mandalay Bay, halfway up.
The gunman shoots at a crowd of some 22,000 people from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino Hotel, which is across the street from the venue.
Gunshots interrupt the concert and continue after the music has stopped. Cell phones capture the sounds of gunshots and people running for their lives. 21-year-old Mia Uribe was there.
I was in shock because I still thought that it was fireworks. And when I heard someone yell gun and everyone was running towards us, everyone was telling me to get down. There were people jumping over us. It sounded like pop over and over and over again, and it didn't stop. There was just a continuous flashing light.
Miguel Martinez Valle, a reporter at Fox 5 Las Vegas, says people in the concert lot didn't know where to go.
The fences came down. People actually trampled the fences trying to get out to run away from the area, and people didn't know which direction to go.
The SWAT team eventually located the gunman's hotel room.
I have the hallway of the suspect's room on the 32nd floor.
When officers entered the room, Paddock was dead.
We need the air clear for Zebra 20. They have one suspect down inside the room. Zebra 20 has one suspect down inside the room.
Police say he committed suicide, and there are no answers yet to the question why he did what he did.